Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Stay with us. We'll be getting back to our conversation with Carolyn Gervais and I Dreamed I Was Human. That is the title of her book. Right now we're going to, as we go into the second half, we begin the second half of our game here on the program, as it were, with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn. She also has a website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. It is new and improved, and you can also reach her by dialing 963-0842. Here we are. It's post-4th of July, post-Happy Birthday, America, and we're going to focus a little bit on that on this particular program. I know that in some circles, there would be those who would say that it's kind of hard to define exactly when. I mean, what is your benchmark to tell when the birth of America was? Was it July 4th? Was it when the First Continental Congress met? When it was the Constitution was ratified? Blah, 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 blah. So where are you coming from that standpoint?
I am kind of in the same school as Dane Rudyard, who was one of the first great astrologers of the modern era. And he did some, you know, he's widely considered to be the one who's done the most published research on this. And he came to the conclusion that for the purposes of Western astrology, the best guess at a birth date for America was when the last signature went on the
Declaration of Independence. Okay.
And it's a fascinating little exercise, you know, and it kind of illustrates something in astrology. You know, the Chinese consider your horoscope to be from the moment of conception, right? They don't do it from your birth time. They take your birth and they count backwards 9 months. And so with Western astrology, we don't consider usually the conception for your birth time. We consider the actual birth.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Dane Rudyard had said was that America was officially born when we signed the document and we decided that we were rebirthing ourselves as a new nation, and we did this.
I think that's a good mark point. Yeah,
it's
I would
a
agree.
Valid argument.
Because that's the change. That's the transformational point, if you will.
That's when everything changed.
Yeah.
When it became, that's when shit got real. Excuse me. That's when things got real. And it's a very interesting point. Now, even within that, there is a lot of disagreement in the astrological community because the written accounts of when they were done signing vary.
Hmm.
Like, some people say it was in the afternoon, some people say it was in around dinner time, some people say it was, you know, late evening, and some people say it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so there's a lot of disagreement, and what this does is it changes our rising sign. You know, if we're going by noon on July 4th, it gives us, America would have a Cancer sun, but it would give us a Libra rising.
Okay.
And if we do it later around dinner time, the Dane Rudyard chart gives us a Sagittarius rising. And then if we do it in the middle of the afternoon, it gives us a Scorpio rising. And then there's another one. Some people believed it was signed actually in the wee hours of July 4th,
mm-hmm.
and that would give us a Gemini rising. And there's really interesting arguments, and this is where I have to say I am a geek, but I haven't done as much of my own research on this as a lot of other people have.
Yeah.
And so I tend to just follow along with the one with the most...
Right.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And,
well, And then what we're going to do is for this, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about this because this is our birth month, if you will, the country's anyway. And I think it's really important to take a look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll return and we'll talk more about this next week.
Awesome.
I want to let people know they can get a hold of you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, which is new and improved. I think it's fascinating. You're going to find a lot of neat stuff there, including the lunar cycles and the next series of eclipses. You can also go to Facebook. It's Beth McDonald Consulting. She's at LinkedIn. And you can also give her a call at 963-0842, and we will continue our discussion of the astrological aspects of the birth of America. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Catherine Gervais.